أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون.
Your regular dose of motivation and guidance. Presenting hadith of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
روى الإمام مسلم رحمه الله عن عياض بن حمار المجاشعي أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ذات يوم في خطبته: ألا إن ربي أمرني أن أعلمكم ما جهلتم مما علمني يومي هذا، كل مال نحلته عبدا حلال، وإني خلقت عبادي حنفاء كلهم، وإنهم أتتهم الشياطين فاجتالتهم عن دينهم وحرمت عليهم ما أحللت لهم، وأمرتهم ألا يشركوا بي ما لم أنزل به سلطانا، وإن الله نظر إلى أهل الأرض فمقتهم عربهم وعجمهم إلا بقايا من أهل الكتاب، وقال: إنما بعثتك لأبتليك وأبتلي بك، وأنزلت عليك كتابا لا يغسله الماء، تقرأه نائما ويقظانا، وإن الله أمرني أن أحرق قريشا، فقلت: رب إذا يتلغ رأسي فيدعوه خبزة، قال: استخرجهم كما استخرجوك، واغزهم نغزك، وأنفق فسننفق عليك، وابعث جيشا نبعث خمسة مثله، وقاتل بمن أطاعك من عصاك، قال: وأهل الجنة ثلاثة: ذو سلطان مقسط متصدق موفق، ورجل رحيم رقيق القلب بكل ذي قربى ومسلم، وعفيف متعفف ذو عيال. قال: وأهل النار خمسة: الضعيف الذي لا زبر له، الذين هم فيكم تبعا لا يبتغون أهلا ولا مالا، والخائن الذي لا يخفى له طمع وإن دق إلا خانه، ورجل لا يصبح ولا يمسي إلا وهو يخادعك عن أهلك ومالك، وذكر البخل أو الكذب والشنظير الفحاش.
Iyad bin Himar reported that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while delivering a sermon one day, said, "Behold, my Lord commanded me that I should teach you which you do not know and which he has taught me today. He has instructed thus: the property which I have conferred upon them is lawful for them. I have created my servants as one having a natural inclination to the worship of Allah, but it is Satan who turns them away from the right religion, and he makes unlawful what has been declared lawful for them, and he commands them to ascribe partnership with me, although he has no justification for that. And verily, Allah looked towards the people of the world, and he showed hatred for the Arabs and the non-Arabs, but with the exception of some remnants from the people of the book. And he further said, I have sent thee, the Holy Prophet, in order to put you to test and put those to test through you. And I sent the book to you, which cannot be washed away by water, so that you may recite it while in the state of wakefulness or sleep. Verily, Allah commanded me to burn, kill the Quraysh. I said, my Lord, they would break my head like the tearing of bread. And Allah said, you turn them out as they turned you out. You fight against them, and we shall help you in this. You should spend, and you would be conferred upon. You send an army, and I would send an army five times greater than that. Fight against those who disobey you, along with those who obey you. The inmates of paradise are three: one who wields authority, and is just and fair, one who is truthful and has been endowed with power to do good deeds, and the person who is merciful and kind-hearted towards his relatives and to every pious Muslim, and one who does not stretch his hand in spite of having a large family to support. And he said, the inmates of hell are five, the weak who lack power to avoid evil, the carefree who pursue everything irrespective of the fact that it is good or evil, and who do not have any care for their family or for their wealth, and those dishonest whose greed cannot be concealed, even in the case of minor things, and the third who betray you, morning and evening. In regard to your family and your property, he also made a mention of the miser and the liar, and those who are in the habit of abusing people and using obscene and foul language.